Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word today is the psalm that we spoke together a few moments ago, a 23rd psalm. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, you know the words, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now you tell me, what are you going to add to that? What is there to add to that? What is there? Because it says, surely. How does it read? Surely, that's the first word. In other words, this is simply the way that it is. It won't be any other way. It can't be any other way. There is no possibility for it to be any other way. It's like the law of gravity because the hand of the Lord rests upon it. The favor of the Lord rests upon you. God shows favor to you because you're his forgiven child. You know that when you look at the cross and when you remember your baptism and when you take Holy Communion. And in all of those, you see the same thing. You hear the same message. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, the Lord says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. What does it say? Surely, goodness. Doesn't mean so much moral goodness. It means God's good dealing with you. It's like the account of Joseph. Remember Joseph from the tail end of the book of Genesis? God dealt with him well. God was good to him. Now, it didn't look like that at the beginning. As he went from one defeat and one discouragement and one betrayal after another. But in the end, he was able to say some remarkable words because of the working of God, because of God's Holy Spirit. Rather than, like most people, would take revenge upon his brothers and sin against them by revenge, Joseph says to them, do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So don't fear. I will provide for you and your little ones. Jeremiah chapter 31. I have loved you, says the Lord, with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. How does it go? Surely goodness and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy. A mercy that's a best attempt at a translation there. The Hebrew word chesed, you can't really translate with just one word. It's kind of a compound idea. Maybe loving kindness would be the best. Surely goodness and loving kindness. And you know why they have to go together. Because if you have love by itself, love can just be an emotion of the heart, an emotion of the heart that doesn't really go the distance or disintegrates into hate and resentment if it isn't reciprocated. Love, it's good, but you also have to have what? Loving kindness. And of course, kindness is good by itself up to a point, unless it just becomes doing the right thing, or throwing good deeds at people, or earning merit before God, or earning praise from people. It needs to have love, loving kindness. And if you look in all of history, where do we see loving kindness? Don't look in the mirror, it doesn't come from you. You see loving kindness in Jesus. He lived for you. He died for you. It was more than an emotion. It was more than an action. Jeremiah 31, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued in my faithfulness to you. What does it say? Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. And this is surprising, because again, if you look at how King David originally wrote the words, he didn't use the word for follow, which means the word for just one thing to come after another. Rather, he said, surely goodness and loving kindness will pursue me, or chase me, or persecute me. That's the Hebrew word radaf. Those are words that we normally reserve for enemies or antagonists or those who hate us. But he says, you know what? No matter where I go, I can't shake the Lord's love. I can't make it go away from me. He keeps chasing after me. Romans chapter 8, we know that in all these things, God works together for good. You can't get rid of him. For those who have been called according to his purpose. Jeremiah 31, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. What does it say? Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. In other words, how many days? All of them. Does the Lord take a day off? Nope. Does the Lord take a nap? Does the Lord go on vacation? Does the Lord get too busy? Does the Lord fall asleep at the switch? Book of Numbers chapter 23, God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and he will not do it? Or has he spoken, and he will not fulfill it? Jeremiah 31, I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore I have continued my faithfulness to you. What does it say? Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What did our Lord Jesus say? He said, don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in my Father. Believe in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Jeremiah 31, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. So, take Psalm 23, verse 6, you put it all together. And what do you come up with? What is the inescapable conclusion? The inescapable conclusion is found in the same psalm. And that's verse 4. And what does verse 4 say? If all these things coming up to this point are true, therefore what? I will fear no evil. That's the only conclusion you can draw. If it's July in Medford, what's it going to be, cold or hot? It's going to be hot. It's an inescapable conclusion. If the sun rises in the east, it's going to be day. If the sun sets in the west, it's going to be night. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Therefore, I will fear no evil. So, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Well, I've been watching the news, and what if Trump gets elected? It will be an existential apocalypse. I've been watching the news, and what if Biden gets elected? It will be a moral apocalypse. And what if the climate changes? And what if all the glaciers in Greenland melt and they change the Gulf Stream and all of Europe is covered by ice? What if there is a new strain of COVID that comes onto the scene? What if our enemies become more powerful than us? What if artificial intelligence takes over the world? What if America goes down the drain? What if an asteroid comes and wipes out life as we know it? What if? But then again, hasn't that always been true? Haven't asteroids always gone by the Earth, not always missing it? Hasn't it always been true? My son and I were having a conversation some time back, and in our conversation, I was trying to recollect when I was young, growing up. And I went back in my mind, because we have a way of sort of blurring it, don't we? I went back in my mind to the 1960s. That was my formative years. The 1960s. Who here remembers radioactive signs on the doors that say fallout shelter? Who here remembers doing drills in class that if there's a nuclear explosion, you dive under your desk? Remember that? Yeah, what good would that do? Who here remembers the rioting? Who here remembers the uproar? Who remembers all the racial antagonism? I grew up in Chicago. I remember the Democratic Convention and the rioting that went on there, all of that stuff. I can remember as a kid, one night, all of a sudden the fire engines were going all throughout town, and what was going on? And at the little Lutheran college where my dad taught, there was a fire. Some activist had set fire to the administration building. The whole thing went up in flames. You say to yourself, how is today different? Matter of fact, if anything, if my memories serve me, perhaps it was worse then. King Solomon said what? He said, why do you say that the former days were better than these? If you say that, you are not speaking from wisdom. But there was fear in the air. I remember it. You know, if you pause to reflect on it a little bit, there was fear in the air. There was Vietnam War on the television all the time. And how did we know we were winning? Well, we killed more of them than they killed us, if that's how you want to measure winning. It was a frightening time. And when you're in a frightening time, you can put your head under the covers. You can collapse in a heap. You can shut the curtains. You can stick your gun out the window and shout to people, get off my land. You can do all of those things, unless there's something else that is true. How did that go again? What did it say? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Was that true in the 1960s? Yes, it was. Is that true now? Yes, it is. It's what we bank upon. It's what we know to be true. What's the inevitable consequence? Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Therefore, I will fear no evil. Yeah, but what if I die? Well, that's in the Psalm 2. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Yeah, you might die. Well, you will die, but you might die tomorrow. And if you do, then what'll happen? What'll happen to you, child of God? What will happen is that you will get to be in a place that certainly has a better zip code than 97504. You get to be with the good Lord. You know, there's not a base that God hasn't covered. He's got everything in his hands. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Jeremiah 31, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. And so what do you say, Christian? Even if it's hard, even if it's sometimes difficult, you still say what? I will fear no evil. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.